It's a return visit from our friend and composer, James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. We first met James several years ago and thought it might be a good time to invite this very talented man back to our newscast. James creates some of the very best commercial music we've ever heard, and believe me, we've heard plenty. We talk about him going back to school, his desire to teach, his love of the classics, his internet radio station out of Chicago. So much to cover. Meet, once again, James Goodlett. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, or NTPDA, the original tractor parts recyclers who do their work in the United States, Canada, Australia, the UK, and New Zealand, helping farmers and ranchers DIY when it comes to farm equipment repair. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for clicking through. We appreciate that. With me is a longtime friend, the composer of the music that you hear each and every day here on the Business News Hour. His name is James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. He is a music maestro, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to dig into that a little bit here today. It's been some time. James, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is your ability to transform sound into music, I think, is fascinating.
Thank you.
And, yeah, well, and I'm not just saying that, man. I've been able to watch you grow in your craft for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start at the beginning, all right? You're kind of a transplant. You've moved around a little bit. Born in New Jersey, and
yes.
Then spent your formative years where?
Louisville, Kentucky, and also we moved from Louisville briefly to Des Moines, then to Cedar Rapids. So I graduated from high school in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, and then moved back to the Des Moines metro, right?
Yeah, in 2009, yeah.
And what have you been doing?
Well, I've been active in my church quite a bit. I'm an organ player and piano player and whatnot, and so I've been doing that. And also, I got my own production company, as you know, and I've been doing self-producing, but I have a family, and so I've just been working various jobs at the post office and stuff like that. And right now I'm full-time at our ministry, full-time doing music, so it's freed me up to do a lot of other things.
What church?
I'm sorry?
What church?
Christ Apostolic Temple.
Yeah, and that is where? Help me out.
That's on the east side, on East 17th, off the university.
There. I have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So there's a lot to unpack about James Goodlett. Mm-hmm. And I want to start with your original music. Now, many people that do original music do popular music sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You've really done lots of commercial type sounds. Would that be accurate?
Yes, definitely. Kind of like, as like I said before, the type of music that I have is all, like you we talked a little earlier, is cinematic.
Cinematic,
yeah. And I try to have that feel. See, what happened? Can I go back a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I used to live in San Francisco when I was a kid. I used to live in San Francisco, and about three years old when I started Suzuki piano lessons. And when I was out there, my father always put on the Star Wars soundtrack, and that always did something to me, that dun, 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 that big blast. And then over the years, watching movies, I studied how the effect of music in movies have had to be able to enhance that narrative.
Of course.
And I just wanted to be able to, I was always kind of thought, how can I fuse, or how can I get that kind of feeling and put it in more like popular music or jazz and whatnot. And so that's why when people hear my music, they say it has more of a cinematic feel, has a hopefully a healthy blend to actually be able to deliver that feeling, and they can still enjoy that music with, you know, without just watching a movie or something,
right.
If that makes sense.
Well, and it's also very commercial appealing. Individuals who are doing whatever the original project is, from film to podcasts to commercials, all
right.
Those kinds of things, your music lends itself mm-hmm. to those worlds.
Yeah, and I study those as well, like watching TV. Like, I really like commercials for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the excitement, because it's like once it, the purpose of a commercial is to get you to buy, right?
Correct.
So it has to be engaging. So the music has to be engaging. So it's like, I want that to be my music as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, in between all of the stuff that you're doing, creating music and working at your church and all of the other, and your so many other involvements in the community, you're also going back to school. What's that?
Yes. Well, I've been wanting to go back for a long time. I've been in jazz clubs and whatnot at Kirkwood Community College, but now I really want to expand my horizon. See, I play a lot by ear. Right. I can read a little bit, but education is the key. And one thing I've noticed, I mentioned Star Wars, the composer John Williams.
Nice.
I've been impressed with his type of education, and I want to do what he's been able to do. And I know I can go a lot further with a PhD in music.
That's a big climb, brother.
Why not, though? It's
really,
out there.
Really, yeah.
A lot of people have told me that I was a genius and all that. And I found out, for me personally, raw talent is just not enough. You know, raw talent is a foundation. And with that, it's a really good foundation. And with that, I know I can have a sure... build a structure on top of that, and I just feel like without that education, I'm living beneath my potential. So if I'm doing very, very well without it, how much further could I go with it?
Right, and this is going to be at Iowa State University?
Iowa State University, yes.
Yeah. And that, I would suspect, James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's a returning guest to the Business News Hour. He is the gentleman... you hear his music every day here on the Business News Hour. He is the fellow that created the music that's the background for our intros and everything that we do here. Relative to Iowa State University and getting a PhD in music or composition or...
Yes, music composition, yes.
All right. What will that do for James Goodlett, having those connections?
Well, it just opened up opportunities. I hear a lot of music in my head. I hear choirs, I hear symphonies, but it's one thing to be able to put it, you know, to do it myself on a computer. It's another to be able to interact with real people and get out there and put this kind of production in front of audiences. And I just want to be able to do that and be able to share. It's just another level, you know.
Sure.
It's to me, that's... it's more real. To me, that's reality, if that makes any sense.
I totally understand. You can sit in your studio and create,
mm-hmm.
but if you're not with people, not only interacting with individuals, but also having the opportunity to see them enjoy what it is you're doing.
Exactly. I got to connect with people. I mean, I can make music all day long in my closet, but I have to get out where people are.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of people, there's a whole nother industry where people are making money off the internet with music, which is commerce with Amazon and all those other, and eBay and other things, but with music. So they call it the emerging music industry underneath what's going on right now. So that's fine and dandy, but education and networking with people, I just feel like that's just a whole nother way to go.
James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, Jam Good Productions, and we ain't through yet because we've got a couple other things that are just surprising, and wait until you hear this. Now, you've got family all over the United States, in particular in Chicago, right?
Uh-huh.
So you got, tell me what the Chicago gig is. What's going on there?
Well, my father lives out in Chicago,
yeah.
And he used to sell TV time out there for PBS or whatever it is out
really?
There. Yeah, and my mother, she also does various projects in the area. So it's just, I have two other brothers. One is actually getting married next year, so which is nice. He actually lives in Minneapolis. And I have another brother who sells printing for shirts, those printing things for machines for shirts.
You're right.
And he's done so well. He has the whole California region now.
Come
he
on.
Sells the whole state of California himself. And so he's doing really, really well. But I have been out to Chicago. I've been on radio there as well, talking about my music. University of Chicago, they have a jazz station out there with Marshall Noble. And played a couple of gigs out there. And so that's pretty much as far as it's gone, though.
Yeah, but you've got another family member
there. Oh, yeah, of course. just north of Chicago, the city of Chicago, Evanston.
Yes, I know
My
Evanston.
Cousin, John Nance of John Nance Entertainment, owns a Steppers Club.
What is a Steppers Club?
Steppers Club, yeah. Steppers is it's a type of cultural phenomenon of dance and social life up there where... It's unique to Chicago. It's,
okay.
And his club's it's called Stepping. Former dance. And he started his own club in Evanston, and he also started his own radio station. He's been within the music scene up there since the 70s as a bass player. He's been doing it all his life,
really?
Basically. Yeah, and he's really good, well-connected. And so he started his own internet station, and just a couple weeks ago he said, send me all your material, because he's always been a big fan of my work. And he's let a lot of people listen to it. Said, you know what? Send me all your material. So I sent it to him. Then about like 3 or 4 hours later, he said, hey, you got your own radio station. I said, what are you talking about? Well, download the app, Step North Go. And I did that. And I'm on there under Jam Good Music.
Right.
And I clicked on it. I'm hearing me. Everything I've done, I'm like, wow, that's me.
That's fascinating. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, so you're listening to this on a podcast, all right? And that, this is revolutionizing everything about not only the entertainment business, mm-hmm. but also the news and news gathering business, because no longer, and I wrote about this a long time ago, mm-hmm. so many people have a media company in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That phone can become a media company.
Mm-hmm.
And so blogging was a big thing, and internet radio started. I was in an internet radio station years ago. We were way ahead of the curve, but now podcasting is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my point is that you can get music outside of Spotify, radio, whatever it happens to be. These internet music stations that are popping up, like Step North Go.
Exactly.
Is there.
Exactly.
And I think so many people are going, wait a minute, hold on. You know, I just got into Twitter and blogging, for crying out, and now you're telling me that there's internet radio stations where I can listen to music?
Right, right, exactly.
It's mind-blowing.
I mean, technology is just mind-blowing. It's just, I think about that all the time. You just carry this thing around. You take pictures, video, and whatnot. A lot of people are even just composing songs on their phone.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how we're able to get the content we're able to make to have. And my cousin owns a radio station. Gave me my own radio station. And now the deal is I have to come up with the voiceover, whatever the segments that kind of announce myself.
Right.
And so I'm just as fascinated as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to be alive in this time when we have all of these things available to us,
right?
It's fascinating. It truly is. His name is James Goodlett at Jam mm-hmm. Good Productions. You can find his radio station, as a matter of fact, on Step North Go. There is an app out there.
Yeah, that's
for that,
the
right?
app name. That's the name of the app, Step North Go. Yeah.
And we will have all of this, of course, up on our radio blog so that mm-hmm. you know exactly what we're doing. Okay, so you got a lot of stuff going on. You're with your church. You're going back to school. You want to get a PhD in music. You've got your own radio station on an app out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Do you sleep?
Yeah, that's the question. Do I sleep? Yeah. You got to put sleep in there. Otherwise, you can lose your mind, though. But, yeah, right now, just keep going forward. The next thing, obviously, I just got accepted at ISU. So right now I'm looking for the scholarships and the grants and filling out the financial aid. So that's
right.
The next step for me. So
that's also, and by the way, I think their tuition just got an increase of 3.2% or something up there at Iowa State and University of Iowa, according to the Regents just the other day, piece mm-hmm. of news. But don't go too deeply into debt.
Okay.
You know, that's something that can haunt people forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's fast track here a little bit on something that you said earlier. You said that you hear music in your head mm-hmm. all the time. What kind of music?
Everything. I listen to a lot of music.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of radio, I do listen to R&B, I listen to rap, I listen to classical music, I listen to jazz, listen to traditional jazz. I really like smooth jazz. I listen to country. I love country. Like, the past couple of years, I've really taken a fascination to country and Garth Brooks and all that, so I really like that. And I like traditional country. I like, just name it. And the reason why is because I think as a music producer, if I'm going to be able to compose, I have to know what's out there.
Right.
I have to know who the people. I listen to Indian music, people from India, people from Saudi Arabia, people from Africa. I listen to Hebrew music. I listen to Russian music. That matter of fact, I remember back in the day, there was a teacher, a middle school teacher, that handed me a CD of a Russian choir. It was just a cappella Russian music singers. It was beautiful. And I listen to all types of things. But that's just to expand my mental library, so when I want to compose something, it's always there.
Fascinating. Now, do you think, James Goodlett, do you think that you hear music differently than most people?
Yes, I do, because the reactions I get is just they always say they never heard it before. And my thing is, well, I'm getting it from people I've heard, and I'm pretty much using their techniques. So it's kind of strange that they would say, I haven't heard that before, but that's just how they say it. That they say it's really, really different. They really like it, but they say it's different.
Yeah, and it is different. And it's always been one of those talents of yours that has really intrigued me, James, because...
Thank you.
Yeah, well, and I'm not blowing smoke here at all. I think that you are a genius. I really do.
Thank you.
And it just the quality of what you do is so unexpected. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if someone were to see you on the street or meet you for the first time, they go... Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet he's into R&B, and I bet he's into whatever. They're going to stereotype you right away.
Yeah. But that's how it is, though.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. But your music is so deep and reticent and, well, cinematic, you know? And I think it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about his world of music and perhaps your world of music. We will have all kinds of links that will point to all of this. I'm just really interested in the interaction that we just spoke about with people and how important that is.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing this on your own for a long time.
Yeah, I have too long, and I'm at a point in my life where I just want to grow. I'm reading books here. I got a book. I was reading a book before you sat down here. Before we sat down,
yeah, we're at Lamy Bakery. This is a fascinating 42nd Street here in Des Moines, and it's a fascinating place. It is crazy, crazy busy in here, and there's a lot of background noise.
Yeah.
But that's what you're hearing. And I love doing this at coffee shops and bakeries and things because it's I like the ambiance. So that's where we're at right now, and that's what you're hearing in the background is Lamy Bakery. Fabulous stuff, by the way. Mm-hmm. So what are you reading?
Yeah, one of these is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective
yes.
People. And I'm reading some other things about, you know, just basically self-help.
Stephen Covey's book.
Yeah, yeah. And also I listened to an audiobook of Sam Walton. So, I mean, the fantasy books are great, but I'm just looking for improving myself. I mean, I'm at the stage of life. I want to get all I can get, grow and be that human being that I can be on Earth and basically fulfill my purpose. Everybody pretty much said that my purpose is music. That's what I do.
Right.
It's like I want to maximize myself as best as I can.
I got to ask you, because I just don't know, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 41.
And so going back to school, doing all this, really putting the pedal to the metal at 41 years of age. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Well, his name, ladies and gentlemen, once again, is James Goodlett. We will have links to all of this, including Step North Go. It's an app that you can get for your iPhone or for your Android phone. And listen to some fantastic. I just saw you were pointing this out to me. Fascinating. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you're...
Yeah, some other things on there. But mine is Jam Good Music. So
yeah.
Just Step North Go and Jam Good Music. It has me holding a piano.
Oh, holding a piano.
Yeah.
Okay, final question. What instruments do you play?
mainly all keyboards, instruments, organ, piano, and keyboards.
Keyboards.
Yeah.
Like it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to get off into some other things, so when I go to school, I want to be a drummer, I want to learn guitar. Like I said, I want to maximize my potential.
Well, you keep listening to that Indian music, and a sitar is not very far in your picture.
That's true. It's true.
James Goodlett, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Once again, that's our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. We'll have links to all the places where you can find James and his music up on our radio blog. Thanks so much for listening.